Namaste, welcome. Off you go. Somebody wants to do some self-inquiry. Welcome to this final session for today. And we're going to do some guided self-inquiry. And for me, self-inquiry was something that was extraordinarily difficult when I was trying to recognize what I am. And it took a great deal of persistence and perseverance. And of course, it wasn't the inquiry itself that was difficult. It was the way that I was coming to the inquiry. I was trying to do it with my mind, I think, as a lot of us do. And then I became aware eventually of just how simple it can be. And it's not simple until it is. So if it's something that has been confusing for you or challenging, or if there's a feeling that I just don't get it, then you're in good company. It's the same for me. And I really took a look at self-inquiry when I was beginning to work with people to help them see and to what the essential thing is about it. And that is, same with our meditation, there is a point where our meditation becomes our self-inquiry meet beautifully in the middle, where we're just coming to see that which doesn't have any shape or tangible quality, that which isn't a phenomena, that is our real self first and foremost, out of which the body and mind and our thoughts and our life and everything appear. So I began to kind of lead self-inquiry, guided self-inquiry, two different ways. And one is less direct. It's more of an inclusive path, and the other is very direct. And it's more traditional way it's been used in spiritual pathways. So I'd like, if anyone wants to volunteer, and I'm not going to pick on anyone, it's entirely optional. If someone would like to volunteer to go through with me on this session, the more indirect way, that would be great. And if you do, you just feel free to raise your hand. I only need one volunteer, and ideally someone who I haven't done it before with, so that we can all see if someone's feeling brave. But just take it through how easy self-inquiry is. So if that's you, feel free to raise your hand. Okay. We've got a couple there already. So we will, I'll go with Gail if that's okay, because thanks Diane and Sergio, but I have taken you through it to some degree already. So we'll go with Gail in a moment. And thank you two for volunteering. I might come back to you both afterwards to do some of the more direct inquiry. So Gail, if I could ask you just to unmute yourself, if you're happy to go through this with me.
Yes, I am.
Hi, nice to meet you. Very brave of you.
Yes, Gail is my wife's name and her laptop that we're on, and she's with me in the room. My name is Doug.
Dom, did you say?
Doug.
Sorry. Yeah, no. I kind of figured you weren't Gail, but you know, I'm not one to judge. We'll see. You know, it's all good. It's nice to meet you both. So what we're going to do is some self-inquiry, and it's just so much more powerful if we can go through it together like this. And it's easier for me as well, if I'm honest, because I can have a conversation. I'm not just talking to a screen. I just ask you just to kind of forget any ideas you might have about self-inquiry if you can. Let's just start with a fresh slate, you know, that always helps. So self-inquiry is just a simple process of asking a question. And we're going to use the question, what really am I? That's one of my favorite questions. And just allowing all the answers that want to come to that question. So you may be aware that self-inquiry has been a direct looking for the non-phenomenal self that is everywhere all the time. But I found it's much easier for people to come to that seeing if we do it a slightly different way. So if we just open up to all the answers. that want to come, then eventually that self that we're looking for will present itself. So we're just going to sit with this question, what really am I? And it's not a doing, it's just a question. And everyone else can join on with this if they want to, if they want to follow inside as me and Doug are talking. And I'm just going to ask you to share with me all the answers that come to this question, what really am I? And we might be including some types of answers that we might not have thought of before. So if your cat jumps up in your lap, that's an answer to that question. If somebody was to knock on the door, that's another answer. Everything and anything that that happens in response to this question, what really am I? So obviously there might be thoughts as well. There might be some emotions. There might be sensations in the body. All of those are answers. We're just kind of moving away from this idea that there's one right answer to this question. So I'm just going to ask you to share with us what answers start to come to this question. And it doesn't matter if there's a long period of silence between your answers or if there's loads of answers. Whatever answer comes, we're not going to judge it as right or wrong. It's just another answer that's coming. So we're just sitting with this question, what really am I? It's just with an open curiosity just to see. So whenever an answer comes, just feel free to share that with us. Maybe thoughts, feelings, sensations, sounds outside in your room, or all of the above.
A slow breather.
Yeah, wonderful. So whatever answer comes, it can be something from the body like that. We're just going to say thank you very much. And inside, we'll just stay open. Whatever answer comes, we're always open for more answers.
A comfortable sitter.
Lovely. We're not doing anything with this question. We're just asking this question gently, and there's just an openness to see. Just kind of giving a little bit of space for this question. There's no right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong way to do this either.
Okay. Curious one.
Very good. Very good. So is that kind of a feeling or a sensation, or is it kind of more of a thought answer or an insight or something?
It's a more of a feeling.
Yeah. Very good. Just staying open.
Just here.
I'm just here, yeah. Very good. You're doing great with this. Whatever answer comes, it's just another answer. Even if some wonderful bliss came right now, it's not the right answer. Even if some fear came, that's not the wrong answer. We're just treating them all the same. Just a kind of attitude of openness.
Yeah. The open allowing.
Allowing, yeah, very good. Yep, lovely.
Knowing my experience, or just knowing.
Just a sense of knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Just seeing if there are any more answers.
Big space.
Is that a sense that you are?
A feeling of spacious, of.
Very good.
Not seeing an edge.
Very good. So even this, without an edge, this spaciousness, let's call it spaciousness. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Very good. Even this, when it presents itself, We're not going to say this is the right answer. It's just another kind of answer, isn't it?
Yes.
And if it's okay with you, I'd like to just ask you some questions about that spaciousness.
Yes.
If you don't mind. You're doing ever so well, doing fantastic. So can you tell me anything about the spaciousness? You said it doesn't seem to have any edges.
Yeah, I can't find an edge. Can't feel or detect an edge.
Very good.
It's the space in which my sensations come and go.
Very good. And is this spaciousness coming and going? And again, as I ask you these questions, if you can't answer any of them, it's absolutely fine. The questions are doing more work than, it's not really important to get the answers right in this moment, just the questions. So is this spaciousness, is it coming and going like a feeling or a sensation?
Well, I know the right answer, but I don't, in this moment, uh-huh. I don't feel the space coming and going.
That's good. And that's all I need from you is just to be honest with what you can prove inside yourself in this moment. And if you can't prove it, that's absolutely fine. If you can't be certain, you know,
yeah.
It's no problem. So let me ask you something else. Does it appear and disappear like an object, a thought? If we compare it to a thought will appear. It wasn't there before, and it suddenly is there, a thought. And then it will disappear, the thought. Is the spaciousness like that, or is it of a different category?
Yeah. It seems to persist, to not be short-lived, coming and going.
Yeah, very good. Is it a thing? Is it an object?
Not. No, I don't think it is. I can't label or put real firm label of qualities on it.
That's very good, really good. You're doing ever so well. So it doesn't have any kind of color or texture or anything like that, right? It's not something you could pick up in your hands and say, here it is. Excellent. So just looking at that spaciousness again, can you tell me, this might sound like a really surprising, strange question, how are you noticing it? Are you using your eyes to see it or your senses?
Not my eyes.
Very good.
It's not a sensation, but it seems to be reflected in sensation.
Yeah, it will. It's not a thing itself, is it? But it has an effect on the body. It has an effect on the senses, you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And are you using your mind to notice this? Is your mind seeing the spaciousness?
No. I can have thoughts about the spaciousness, but the mind isn't directly seeing it. I think it knows itself.
Very good. So it's not a thought process. Mind can think about the spaciousness, but that's not the same as what's happening here, is it? This direct seeing.
No.
Very good. You're doing so well with this. Can I ask a few more questions?
Yes, please.
Very good. So is there, when you look at that spaciousness directly, is there any part of your body and mind that you're using to perceive the spaciousness?
Not that I can tell. My mind tries
Yeah.
repeatedly.
Everybody's does, doesn't it? It tries, but yeah.
And my body again seems to reflect or manifest or modulate a little differently when I'm experiencing it, that spaciousness, yes.
Very good, very good. And is there a you and it when you look? Can you find someone called Doug actually looking at the spaciousness?
No, I can't.
Very good.
I've tried and I still keep looking.
Well, it's good to keep proving this, isn't it? We can prove this again and again. And each time it's clearer and clearer that I'm not a separate being looking at the great self, the great spaciousness. I'm actually, when I actually look, there isn't an entity, a separate entity called me. There's a body, we find a body, we may find thoughts, we may find sensations, sense perception. But this mythical, legendary me that they belong to, we actually can't find it when we look. It's not actually there in the same way. Very good. So let me ask you another question. And again, if you can't answer with 100% conviction, it's absolutely fine. So are you looking, when you look at the spaciousness itself, are you looking at the spaciousness or from it? And again, just the question, just your looking and trying to see to answer this question inside is doing so much good work.
It seems I'm looking from more
Very
than
good.
at.
Very good. If you were looking at it, there would have to be some object in it, wouldn't there? To some objective view to look at it. Very good. Very good. And can I ask a couple more?
Yes, please.
You're doing so good. This is so exciting. I love this type of conversation. So, that spaciousness, does it need a human body? It's looking through your body, isn't it? It's looking through your senses, as you said, it has an effect on the body. But which was here first, the spaciousness or your body?
I don't know.
That's absolutely okay. Absolutely okay.
The spaciousness feels more fundamental, like I said, like it's persistent, but which came first?
Well, an easier way to ask the question may be which is going to last longest? Which is going to be here longer, the body or the spaciousness? This was an easier way for me to kind of get to the answer of this question.
Yes.
Does that help a little bit? Just.
There's, I don't know, is the honest answer.
Very good, very good. And where we hit some kind of doubt, you know, where we hit a question that we can't answer with conviction, that's only showing us where our inquiry would be most useful to stay with that question. Doesn't mean that we're doing it wrong or anything. It just means every single person, myself included, that I've ever taken through this, hits one of these questions or more of them where, you know, I can't really know for certain. And that's only where our inquiry has got to, and we're just kind of pushing the edge of what we're proving now, aren't we? So we've confirmed it's not a thing, the spaciousness. We've confirmed there isn't a you and it. And we were looking at, does it need a body? Does it, will your, if you are that spaciousness, will your experience be diminished at all when the body leaves? And that's where we, you know, would be worthwhile you taking your inquiry as we move through you know, the rest of the retreat and beyond. So,
may I ask?
Yeah.
Does it?
Absolutely.
What comes up is like that's speculation about the future. So how do I work with that?
All right. So let me ask this then. That's a very good. Directly perceiving the spaciousness right now, is there any time present in it? Is it subject to time like the body and mind is?
It seems outside time and space.
Good. Can the spaciousness age and get older?
Doesn't seem so.
Good. So for something to be affected by time, it would have to be a thing itself. Because time, it needs a beginning and an ending, doesn't it? Time has a duration of existence. Is the spaciousness relying upon anything else for its existence? Does it need, let me ask you a different question, maybe perhaps a better one. Is it changing the time, the spaciousness, is it changing at all?
No.
Good. And is it ever going to run out? Is it ever going to kind of evaporate and disappear? Or is it not like that?
Well, again, I don't know. It seems like a more like a logical conclusion.
Yeah, no worries. Absolutely fine.
I can't honestly say I have a knowing of that.
Yeah, no problem. So, what time is it in that spaciousness right now?
Right now, it's time isn't relevant.
Time isn't relevant. Now. Very good. It's kind of timeless, isn't it? As you said, outside of time.
Yeah.
So for the body and mind, there'll be a sense of future and a sense of history and past. But is that relevant to the time, the spaciousness, the timeless?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think it is relevant. Yeah.
Very good. Can it have a future?
Yeah.
Can it be different than it is in any future moment? Let's say, is it going to be different than it is right now? The spaciousness.
Yeah, it doesn't seem so.
Good. And you said as well that it's not changing, it's unchanging. Yeah. So as we begin to look like this, we begin to see that it's always going to be, and it's absolutely fine if you don't have 100% conviction with this yet. And that's one of the reasons for asking the questions, is just to show us inside, okay, that question, when she asked it, there was like 100%, yep, I can really see that clearly. This one, 75%, this one, 3%, you know. And that's just where we're going to go with the inquiry. So if it's not changing and it's not coming and going and it's outside of time, not subject to time, you could say, then it becomes clear as you look at it that it's always going to be exactly as it is right now. It can't be different than it is right now. Mm-hmm. Everything else is changing, isn't it? The body, the mind. Emotions, sensations, the world in general that you're experiencing, all that is changing and subject to time, and it all has a duration, appears for a while and then disappears. But the spaciousness is not like that at all, is it?
No. I'd like to sit with that for a while, but no, it doesn't seem the same.
Good. And that would be the place from what we've said today where it's, you know, sort of say to put your attention on, you know, in your investigation as you look. Are you able to access that spaciousness to see yourself when you're actually sort of sitting alone? Can you? You can always use this video again. You can watch this video again and.
No, I think I can access the spaciousness. Yes, I mean, I know I can.
Good, excellent. So, that would be what I'd say to look at. Just to sit with that question and want to see. Just to want to see. We didn't do anything in this inquiry, did we? Just looked and right. See if we can prove it inside ourselves. Because you know the answers here, and I could tell you the answers, but that's not going to shift your actual experience, is it, until it's something that you can prove inside yourself. You can look, you can see, and you can confirm, and that feeling is 100%. That's just where to work on. Is there any future there? Is there any past in that spaciousness? And what does that mean then? Mm-hmm. And also, the other one that you were a little bit wobbly on was, does it need the body? That's a good question to. Which one was here first? Both will take you to the same place.
Yeah, they're both about the future and, what will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An easy way might just be to ask, can the phenomena, all this that's coming and going, be here without that spaciousness? And the reverse of that, can the spaciousness be here without the phenomena, the thoughts, the emotions, the sensations?
Yeah.
That was a good way in for me to kind of...
Very good, very good.
What happens when you... Were you able to go with that one?
Yes. Yeah, so the spaciousness can apparently be here, is here, even with no thought, feeling, phenomena, sensation. Yeah.
And even without a body, it still is.
Without any awareness of the body or, that's where I'm not quite sure, because I can't say what is experience without the body. I can say I have experience that doesn't include the body, any body sensation or anything like that.
And that's fine. And I would just suggest going through this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You said very, very well that you weren't using your body or mind to perceive the spaciousness, that it must be perceiving itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just said the spaciousness can be here without any phenomena at all, and that the phenomena need that spaciousness. It must already be here for anything to arise in it. That becomes clearer and clearer. So very, very good. And hope any successful inquiry like this is just going to show you where your mind is asking a question, and only your beingness, only your spaciousness can answer. Your mind is saying, well, what about the future? And mind can't answer that, but the highest use of mind is for it to ask these intelligent questions now. And then we can look in our inquiry as we go through and just double check. If you can kind of just adopt this effortless attitude, just to want to know the answer to this question, it's going to come to you at some point. It's just a seeing, isn't it? It's just a seeing. And you look at this question and it won't be obvious, it won't be clear. And then all of a sudden it will just become clear.
Yes.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you want to ask about it, to explore about it?
Not at this time.
Good. And just noticing, as you said, it has this effect upon the body, doesn't it? It's very relaxing and soothing for the body. And fantastic. Great. Well done. Thank you for being brave and sharing that.
Thank you as well.
Lovely. Okay. We'll just go to, we've got a little bit of time. We'll go to Sergio, if you don't mind, if you still want to go through some inquiry. Put you right on the spot there. There we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you for volunteering to go through it. So, should we do the same thing? Should we do what we just did? Would you like to? Would you be okay to go through it?
As you tell me, I'll go. Sure.
So we'll just sit with this question again. What really am I? What am I? And just the same as we did with Doug, just to go through any answers and every answer that comes up, anything that any outer sound in your environment, any sensation, everything that comes up.
How is my friend's movement beside me? The warm of the hands. Some thought. And there's some the clock ticking.
Yeah.
And tingling sensation in the this area of the head and the back of the left shoulder.
Good. So you're hearing sound answers. You're giving me sensations in the body as well, and different answers.
Something is stuck in the belly, fear, nervousness, like worry on the eyes.
Very good. Just staying open, seeing what answers want to come. We're never going to assume that we got to the end of these. That there is a right answer, which is important. We're all trained as human beings to look for the one final answer.
Something like, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Very good. We can just let that feeling arise, thought or feeling. Mind is trying to get it right, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Then there's this like uptightness in the body, but at the same time the body wants to open up. So it's like a contradiction.
So we can kind of say that even your muscles are answering in a way, aren't they? Some of them are tight, some of them are trying to
open up, yeah. And then right there is just like this blossoming, beautiful. A peaceful sensation racing up from the heart and the area of the shoulders.
Very good.
Again, the clock ticking.
Just sitting with this question, what really am I? And again, we're not doing anything. We're just asking this question gently. Just staying open.
There's like this space and silence. There's coming up.
Silence, yeah.
And it's like the body is diffusing.
It has that spaciousness, that silence. It sometimes has an effect on the body, makes the body feel lighter, doesn't it? It's not doing anything per se, that spaciousness, is it? That silence, it's just kind of here. The body responds to it, definitely.
Yes.
So, where is that spacious silence? Can you say where it is? Strange question, I know, but
I don't know. It's just like it's beyond what it appears to be in my body, and I don't know. I cannot place it here or there.
You can't say it's inside the body only or outside the body only. Can you not? Does that not work for the silence, the spaciousness?
Right, it's like if the body feel the body, it's open up, and the spaciousness goes to the body. Like if it's a drainer, and the spaciousness is just outside and inside the body.
Good. And in the spaciousness, is there an inside and outside when you look directly at the spaciousness? Does that make any sense there in the spaciousness? Does it have an inside and an outside? Can it be like that?
It doesn't seem so. It's just like, I guess the body does not separate the spaciousness.
Good. So the body's here, and the spaciousness isn't obstructed or moved out of the way by the body. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Good. Very good. So it's present, it's here, the spaciousness. We can't really say exactly where, but it's here, not much we can say.
Yes.
Does it have any shape? Does it have any edges, this spaciousness? Your friend is sitting across the room. How far does the spaciousness reach across? Or is there some line in the middle between you both where your spaciousness stops? And
no, there's no separation. That I'm certain.
Good. So why can there be no separation? You're certain of that? I just want to explore this with you because it's really good. How is it that we can't slice it in two? Again, I know it's a very strange question to ask.
I don't know how to explain. I just know it.
Could you take a saw or a knife and cut it like you could something solid?
No. No, it's just like this. Boundless space that goes like traveling with no direction, but it's like in a 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So it's, you're saying it goes on indefinitely in all directions. Right. Very good. And what about backwards in time? How far back has it existed in time? I know these are tough questions. You're doing ever so well.
I get the sense that it has no time, that there's no past. There's no... It's this... I get the this has always been so. That's what I know.
Very good. And what could cause it to stop existing? Is there anything that could make it suddenly vanish?
Nothing. No.
What about if we threw a hand grenade into it? Would it make a difference?
No.
Very good. And can I ask a few more questions?
Yes, please.
Doing really well. Is there a you and it? When like we did with Doug, can you find a separate being inside that silent spaciousness?
There's a sensation that there's the body.
The body, yeah.
But I cannot find someone. There's no someone.
There's no someone. Has there ever been a someone?
I don't think so.
It's absolutely fine if that's not 100% certain. You know, if it's 75%, fairly certain. You know, that's absolutely okay.
Was 100% certain, but like,
yeah.
like it seems.
So if there is no time in this spaciousness, and you can't find anyone, any separate being in it right now, what time in the future could this change? Is there a time in the future when this could change? I'm just working with this area a little bit, just to see if we can push that 75% upwards a little bit.
Okay. Like some thoughts came. I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure. It's just this opening, and I see, or I have the perception that it's something, I wouldn't say black or dark, but there's a sensation that goes on and on and on forward. But no time.
No time, brilliant. And is it changing?
No, that's change. No.
No change. Okay. And does it need anything?
No.
Does it want anything?
Neither.
And is it on a spiritual journey to wake up?
No.
No. And is there anything that can make it more complete than it is? Can it be better than it is? Can it be more of itself than it is?
No.
Wonderful. Can this spaciousness disappear? Can it, when let's say later on you're having a conversation and you're caught up in the conversation, your attention's gone to that. Has it disappeared when your attention is not looking at it?
No, it hasn't.
Very good. And how are you seeing it? How are you noticing it?
Well, not with the eyes, nor the ears, nor the physical senses, but there's like, there is something that tells me for sure that it's here. It is this presence, it is this space, it is this beingness.
What is it that's telling you it's here? How do you know it's here? You're very, very correct. It's not the senses. I'm not seeing it with my eyes because it's invisible. I can't pick it up with my hands because it's intangible, isn't it?
Well, there's a sensation in the body. But when I look at it, the sensation goes beyond the body.
Yeah.
And so there's this like a space or this, I don't know how to explain, but it just is.
Something about you just knows that it is, doesn't it? Something just, it's a very direct seeing.
Exactly, yes.
So could something like your mind see it, or your body? Are you using your mind or your body at all to recognize it?
Not the mind, with the body, it might with the body, because it has this, I have the sensation like all the cells open up, and it's this space goes through, like if the body cells were a drainer, and all this emptiness or space goes through it. And that's why I have the sensation that the body is telling me that this is it. I don't know if I explain myself.
The body kind of responds to it, doesn't it? When you're directly seeing it, the body has a response that happens, and that's great. Can I ask just a few more?
Yes.
Thank you very much. So, which was here first, then, your body or this spaciousness, this silence? Again, if you can't say with 100% conviction, absolutely fine.
It seems that the spaciousness, the beingness, was here before.
Okay. And how do you know that? How are you answering that? Can you fill in a little bit more about how you know that?
No, I don't know. It just seems like this has been forever.
This has been here forever, yeah. And the body comes and goes, doesn't it? It's not here forever. It's here for a limited time.
Right.
Good, good. And one last question, if I may. What does this spaciousness need to exist? Does it depend on anything for its existence? Like, the body needs food, you know, a car needs petrol. What does the spaciousness need to exist?
I guess nothing.
Nothing.
And just, it's like I'm going like deeper into something. Yeah, it's like, no, it doesn't need anything.
Does it need the body?
No.
You sound very certain of that.
Yes, I am certain.
Can you tell me how you know that? Can you explain? If not, it's absolutely fine.
It's like a knowing. It's like something from this above the belly and the chest. It's like, I don't know, that's a sensation that expands and tells me that I don't need the body. Like, it's not coming from the head or the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So happening in this area.
Let me ask you this then. Has that spacious silence, has it changed since the body arrived? Is it different now the body's here than it was before the body arrived? Can it change? Can it be affected by the presence of the body?
No, it doesn't seem to be affected or changed.
Very good. So, as it is right now, this spaciousness is how it has been before the body. And will it be any different once the body has gone? Will it be diminished in any way? Will it be less than it is now?
I guess it will be the same. It will remain the same.
Very good. Really good. And I know I said last question about three questions ago, but this really is the last one now. Are you looking from that spaciousness or at it? Can you?
I am the spaciousness.
How do you know that? I mean, we prove that you can't find a you in it, so all that's left is this spaciousness and the body, yeah? And could something, you said it's boundless and it goes in all directions. You also said it's been here forever. It's not subject to change or time in that way.
Right.
So could a finite, limited, separate being perceive this? Could something that's somewhere in time and space perceive this as vast and infinite and boundless?
No. No way.
Very good. So there must be, and even if it's not 100% certain, that you're perceiving this because you are this, as you said, because only that which is everywhere can recognize everywhereness. Only that which is unlimited can recognize that it's unlimited.
Yes.
Which corner of time and space, could you stand in to look at that which is everywhere? Could you even do that? Could you see it like that?
No, I wouldn't know.
Very good. Anything else you want to say about it or explore before we wrap it up?
Maybe to help me just to be more certain that it's endless.
Say that again.
Maybe a question to help me to be more certain that this is endless.
To prove that it's endless, really, as what you mean, as in it's always been here, or that it's infinite?
Yes, that is something like there won't. There will always remain. So.
Okay, so what I'd suggest looking at is really proving to yourself that it doesn't need anything for its existence.
Right, exactly.
Because then nothing, if it relied upon something to exist, then if that something disappeared, it could disappear. And, you know, the body needs stuff, as we said, but does it need anything? That's a good one to really investigate. And for me, the question, when did it start? Just really, it just didn't apply. It didn't have a start. And that got clearer and clearer. It wasn't born like the body. It wasn't born like a thought is born, you know, suddenly appears. And then it hasn't suddenly appeared. It hasn't manifested like a thing, has it? There wasn't a body, and then there was a body, and then the body will be gone. There wasn't a thought, and then there's a thought, and then it's gone. It's not like that, the spaciousness, is it? It's not a manifestation. It's not made visible or tangible or anything like that. So it's not going to, if it didn't have a start, only a manifested thing can have a start. Before that start, it was invisible and intangible, and then it's suddenly visible, tangible, like a thought. And there's a change in the manifestation, isn't there? Something wasn't here and now it is, like a thought or a body. Is that happening with the spaciousness? Can it change and manifest like that, appear and disappear, start and stop?
No.
Very good. So only something that's come into manifestation is going to leave, disappear, isn't it?
Right, yes.
And that which has never appeared is never going to disappear, never going to not be there.
Okay, yes.
Very good, very good. And it's perfect, it's normal that you'll have this area where some areas, as we saw before with Doug, where it's just, so, yeah, it's obvious, it's clear. In other areas where not so much, you know, and it's just to look again at those particular areas and just to run through it again and keep looking and looking and looking. Every time you look, you're kind of pushing that needle up to closer to 100% certainty. Yeah, just to prove it's here, it doesn't go, and to prove that I'm looking from it. And to prove that it doesn't need anything. And then it'll become clearer and clearer that when the body goes, it's not going to make any difference at all to this. Yeah. And one, let me just ask one last final question.
Please.
How many... No, I'm not going to ask that one. Let me just... Can it be only looking through one body if it's everywhere all the time, if it's boundless? Can it be limited to only one body?
No, not at all.
Very good. That will really help to kind of, as you investigate that even more, that it's actually looking through all the sets of eyes at the same time. In each body, it has the thought, I'm only looking through this body. Right, but that's actually, it's everywhere all the time. It must be the same one spaciousness looking through all the pairs of eyes and senses.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for putting up with all my questions.
Thank you. Awesome.
Very good. Lovely. Okay, so thank you to our two wonderfully brave volunteers. And hopefully you are following along while we went through that investigation. And wherever you reach that point of doubt, that doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. Wherever you couldn't prove, and maybe that's right from the start, or maybe you've got almost the end question, and or somewhere in between, it doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong at all. That's the purpose of some real investigative discovery of that which just is, because we're not taught to investigate in this way, are we? We're taught to investigate phenomena, something that we can compare, something that has size and shape. And so in our inquiry, we can begin to really explore this formless, spacious silence and begin to become curious about what that is, just to want to see, and it's going to be revealed to you ever clearer. Just like we did, you can start with the question, what really am I? And all the phenomenal answers are going to come first. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, maybe a energy answer, some energy moving, maybe some pain or some tension in the body, some sounds in your environment. All these are changing and coming and going answers to that question. Nothing wrong with them. It doesn't make them worse answers than the spaciousness. It doesn't make them, the spaciousness, the right answer either. We're just being very open. And at some point, when we just allow all the phenomenal answers to the question, what really am I? Then the non-phenomenal, or that which isn't a thing, that which isn't visible or tangible, will kind of just come into our perspective. And it might just feel like a blank, empty space at first. It may just feel like silence. It may just feel spaciousness is a word we've used a couple of times to describe it. That which isn't a thing, and just to notice that and become curious about it is enough, without making it the right answer, without saying, okay, all the phenomenal answers should go away now. And we can explore, we can recognize that we are that formlessness right now, and still have the body and the thoughts and all that makes you you, all that makes you this human being, and enjoy that without having to choose one or the other. That spaciousness is not trying to get rid of anything at all, is it? It's just completely this endless parade of phenomenal answers, different thoughts, sensations, experiences. All this is constantly changing. And that spaciousness is constant and unchanging. They seem to be opposites, but they sit together quite nicely. If you don't try to choose, then you'll just be aware of both and that they coexisted forever quite peacefully. So I hope that's been really helpful to explore, to really maybe see self-inquiry in a different light. And just keep looking at these questions that you get stuck on. And just to look and see, you're going to become more convinced every time. There's no finish line. Even now when I do this inquiry, when I take people through this inquiry, I'm looking and I'm seeing and I'm proving to myself, and it's still getting clearer all the time. There's no end point. There's just a beautiful, never-ending discovery of what is real, what is essential, what is always going to be here. So you could probably hear my cat singing right now. Okay, so thank you. Namaste.